What is up, beloved? It is your girl Nicole Knight, and welcome to yet another episode of Continue with me. I hope you guys are doing good and had an amazing day. If your day wasn't too grand, guys, I hope tomorrow is better. I hope you get up tomorrow and try again. All right. So we're gonna start off this episode with a Bible verse. I did say the previous episodes that we're implementing season one tendencies of reading the Bible, because you know we're trying to live by the word out here. All right, we are reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 33, verses 20 to 22, and it reads, "We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone." So that is our Bible verse today. So today's episode is a heavy one. It's a very heavy one. Well, personally, I think it's heavy. And if you feel like this episode is going to trigger you, is too heavy for you, by all means, please log out. Please log out of this episode. And this is the only time I'm going to allow you to log out of an episode, because I'm not trying to trigger anyone out here. Also, we know that this podcast is about growing each other. It's about giving people a platform to speak up on, you know, mental health. And yeah, it's about growing each other. It's about helping each other through this journey of healing, if you get what I'm saying. So if this is triggering, log out, my dear. Log out, my dear. The reason why I decided that today I feel like it is appropriate for me to speak on this is because I think that I am triggered. I think that there's this post that I reposted today on Instagram, on my Instagram story, that said something along the lines of why Pride Month is important. It said something along the lines of Pride Month is important because there are some people that still think being dead is better than being themselves. And I was kind of triggered. I was like, yo, guys, that is quite heavy. That is heavy. Another reason why I thought that today, yeah, let me speak on this, is because I think for the past 2 days or 3 days, I've been seeing, well, on TikTok, on my For You page, there's the sound of Ricky Rick. I don't even know which song it was, but one of his songs where he's saying it's all love, and, you know, if they don't, like, if, like, you don't hear from him again, something, Ninja, about good night, you know. It was giving, like, a suicidal vibe, you know. So I keep hearing that. I know, like, guys, it's just TikTok. It's nothing serious, anything. It's just jokes and stuff. It's exam period, so people are probably just using that sound, just DJ, you know. But it's kind of triggering. It's like, yo, guys, yo. A person who, like, umuntu wadlula khona lapho. Yo. Yeah, but anyways, as I said, this topic is quite heavy. It is heavy. It's even heavy for me because I don't even speak about it. And you know how transparent I am and how I'm comfortable with just speaking, you know, about things. Like, I'm very open when speaking about stuff like this. But then this one's quite heavy because I think I've only spoken to 3 or 4 people about this. One being my sister, one being my best friend, and one being a person that just, you know, spoke up and confided in me about their experience. And I was like, okay, I think it's a safe space and I can share with the person just so that they know that it's okay. You know, you're going to make it out of this stage in your life, in this point in your life. It doesn't have to end like that, you know. Your story does not have to end like that. So, yeah, I did that was it. I don't think I've spoken about it too much. Oh, wait, there's a fourth person. Yeah, there's another person as well that knows about it. I'm actually going to tell you a story about that as well with that person, because that person got to experience it with me, you know. I don't know, but not a lot of people have known about this in my life. That's why it's kind of heavy. It's kind of hard even speaking on it, because I don't want people like, are you good? Are you good? Like, chill. I'm good. when, trust me, when I speak on something on my podcast, I have fully, okay, not fully healed from it, but like I've healed from it. And the fact that I can speak on it and not really get triggered or not be moved or anything is because like I've moved past that point in my life, and I'm just sharing with you guys what I went through. And it's just like, it's like encouragement to show you that, you know what, you could go through shit in your life, but then it doesn't have to end like that. I'm a living testimony, my love, living testimony that you can get through it. If I can get through it, you can get through it. If people that have been through this as well have gone through it and been through it and seen through it, you can do it too. Believe me, you can do it too. With love and with support from the people that you love and with God by your side, you can get through it. Okay. So, yeah, I think, have I even said what the topic's about? Or I think you guys have that, like, you know what the topic's about. It's about suicide and yeah. I'm not going to try to make this episode very heavy. It's a heavy topic. I'm not going to try and make it heavier than it already is. Okay. So let's speak on it. I think that I was very in denial of being suicidal, because obviously it's seen as like a treacherous thing, especially if you're Christian, because like, hey, whoa, you're suicidal. Do you know that's a sin? That is a full-on sin. And I have been sinful, seen as being sinful in my life a couple of times, especially being part of the LGBTQ plus community. And happy Pride Month, by the way. Happy Pride Month, everyone. I've had my fair share of having, you know, conflict with Christianity. I've had my fair share of that. So first of all, I was in denial because of that, of Gutihio, it's a sin. Like, how dare you even think of that? How dare you? Also, because I felt like it was selfish of me. I felt very selfish of feeling like, I felt like ending my life and not really thinking about the people that love me, you know. And also, it was a bad thing. I didn't want it to be my personality. I fully didn't want, you know, I never want depression or anxiety or any type of mental illness to become my personality. It's things that I've been through, and I speak on it now because I've been through it and I've gone through it. Not that it's fully ended, but I'm good. Like, I've healed from those things, and that's why I'm able to speak on it. So I think that was the third reason why I was like, I was very in denial about it. I was very in denial. But once in a while, I'd feel suicidal. I'd feel like, yeah, nah, I think I'm done with this life thing. And also, there's, I don't know how to put it. There's being suicidal and there's being like a normal teenager where you feel like, yo, I just want to die. Like, I just want to die, like, right now. Life is too tough. Life is hard. I can't do it anymore. Yeah, there's a difference between those two. And I also think I was in denial because I thought I was there. I thought I was just being like a normal teenager and just feeling like everything, like the weight of the world is on my shoulders. And, you know, everything is just not fine. Yeah. Yeah, I think everyone goes through that. I think it's a normal feeling to feel like, yeah, no, I don't want to live anymore because everything just doesn't feel fine, you know? It's not a good thing though, but it's something that people go through. People feel like that once in a while. Because life isn't easy and life was not meant to be easy. That's how it is. That's how it's going to be. So those are the reasons why I was in denial about it. And then, yeah. But then there was this one time, I think that was the first time I felt like, yo, this is actually quite deep. This is not just a normal teenage meltdown going on here. This is like a serious thing where, I'm not going to really get into detail with the story, but I was in a situation. I was in a situation and I felt overwhelmed by it because it kept on happening, right? It kept on happening all the time. And it's something I couldn't escape. I couldn't physically escape the situation that was happening consistently, you know? So I felt like, yo, this is like getting too much for me, and I don't think I want to do this because, first of all, I feel like, yo, life is unfair. Why is it happening to me? Like, I don't deserve this, okay? That's how I felt in that moment. And actually, I can't believe that I remember this. I fully can't believe it. And I was in my room, and I was ready. I was ready to, I was ready to end things, hey? And luckily, I was speaking to a friend on the phone, and she was like, dude, like, please don't do this. Like, please. And she talked me out of it. She talked me out of it. And I was like, okay, sharp. But I was in tears. I was sobbing. I was just not okay. I was not okay. And this happened years ago. It happened years ago. Not even recent years. Don't think 2 years, 3 years ago. Like, six years ago. If I'm not mistaken, it happened years ago. So this thing has happened to me before, but you know, it's been happening in ounces, you know, small ounces. Yeah, so that was the first time I was like, where I fully experienced a moment of like, yo, I was about to commit suicide. That was heavy for me, and it's actually heavy for me to even speak on it because I can't believe I was like, it boggles my mind that I can't believe that I was even there. Like, how did I end up there? How did I end up there? Yo. But anyways, but don't worry. I spoke to my mom, but it was more of the lines of like, I'm not okay. I just need to see like a therapist and let me sort it out. I don't really like going into details about like what's going on in life. I prefer going to someone, speaking to a professional, getting it sorted, and then I'll speak about it afterwards, you know? And I'll speak to you when I can say to know, singi right, like I'm good, you know? So that happened. And when it happened again, I'm not gonna tell you like about everything, but I'm just telling you that there were points in my life where I felt like, well, where I felt extremely suicidal, right? And okay, let me just skip this, the other stories, let me just skip them. But I'm going to speak about the one where I said there was someone that experienced it with me, where I felt like, yeah, like I fully felt like I was done. I was done. So I was in my room, measuring food, right? And you know, this person's like asking me, Wuti, like, you're acting out of character, you're not acting like yourself, like, are you good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You know when you brush off something so that you don't have to speak about it, because if you speak about it, you're gonna burst into tears, and someone keeps pressing you, like, it was all right, and you're just like, yo, like, I'm good, so that you can just brush it off and not speak on it, so you know, you don't show any kind or type of emotion, right? But yeah, but I was not okay. I was actually not okay, and I was actually like losing my mind. I was actually quite I was exhausted with life. I was fully exhausted with life, to the point where I was like, dude, I don't even want to do this no more. Like, what's the point? What am I doing? Right. And he kept on asking me, like, are you good? Like, Nicole, like, you can speak to me. If you feel like you're not okay, you can talk. We can sit down and talk. I'm like, no, dude, like, I'm good. Now I am, you know, a bit agitated. And I, like, kind of scream. Not scream, but, like, I say it in a harsh way. Like, nah, I'm good, I'm fine. Take out the plate from the microwave very angrily. And he just looks at me like, bro, like, you're not okay. Like, you're not okay. You're saying you're okay. But that just, you know, showed me that you're not okay. And yeah, I broke down. I fully broke down into tears. And Like, you ask me, like, what's wrong, you know? And sometimes when you're not okay, you can't really explain why you're not okay. When someone asks you, like, why are you sad? You're like, I don't know. Like, in that moment, you don't know why you're sad, but there's a reason why you're sad. But you don't really know. You can't really explain it. But then this time, I was like, dude, like, I don't want to live anymore. Yeah. Heavy stuff. Heavy, heavy stuff. And he's like, what? Like, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't want to live anymore? I'm like, bro, not to sound like selfish or anything or suicidal or anything, but I'm good. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm good with not living. Like, I'm good. I'm good. I don't want to do this no more. Like, I'm so good. Like, I like me right. If things had to end in 2 seconds, I'll be good. Like, I'd be happy, you know? And yeah, I was just sobbing and breaking down and just not okay. Like, I was not okay. But then he spoke to me and he just told me, you know, comforted me and told me that, like, I'm loved and I shouldn't do that to myself. I shouldn't do that to my family. Shouldn't do that to anyone, actually, that's close to me. And, you know, he just, you know, comforted me and spoke to me and just, you know, calmed me down. And I felt okay, well, a bit okay. Yeah, so that's one of the stories. I don't even know if I say stories. But one of the instances where I felt like, yo, this thing is actually serious. This thing is actually serious. It's not just like a laughing matter anymore. It's actually serious. But then I'm good. I was good afterwards because, yeah, Kulumir, I was able to speak on it. I was like, I had to go through the process of being okay and loving life again and falling in love with life again and the life that I was living. And I think what also made me quite tired and exhausted, you know, was because I was going through a lot. I was really going through a lot. So I think I was just over it. And I was thinking, like, what's worth living right now? What is worth living right now? My life just feels like endless trials. Endless trials and endless tribulation. It just endless drama. Just endless drama. And that's how it felt. That's how it fully felt. So, but yeah, but it was a process. It was a whole process. And I think that I was speaking to my sister today in the morning and she was just telling me about, like, her and her relationship with God, etc. And I said to her, sometimes God will do, well, I'm not going to be very specific, but it was something towards the lines of, sometimes God will do stuff to you, or do stuff to you, or remove certain stuff or certain people in your life in order for you to go back to Him. Because if that person is distracting you from your faith, if that person is distracting you from Him, He's a jealous God and He wants you to, you know, always be, I don't know, always praise Him, always give Him attention, always want to pray, always want to read the Word, always, you know? So, yeah. So I think that was my wall. Like, I hit a wall. I had hit a very, 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 very high brick wall with that. And I went back, I don't want to say back, but went back to God. No one could help me. No one could help me. I could go see a therapist, psychologist to go and speak to. I could speak to family members. I could speak to friends. I could journal. I could meditate, which is all good things. But the one thing that you have to remember is that the only thing that's going to fully help you and fully save you, I want to say save you, that sounds so deep, but that's your help. What's that verse? It's Psalms 121. Is it? I think so. Correct me if I'm wrong. Psalms 121 that speaks about my help and says, all of my help cometh from the Lord. That's so true. Because you can run to anyone and anything, try to take medication, whatever the case may be. But remember, with all of those factors, the main factor that's going to help you is really the Word. And the Word is God. So if you go back to Him, you are going to be healed. And that's how I felt, and that's how I took it. I really surrendered. I surrendered my life to Him. I fully surrendered. I was like, dude, I'm like, and I'm fully giving this on, like, to you now, because yeah, it's heavy. It's heavy. It's something I can't handle. I'm a kid. And right now, I'm giving it all to you, Lord. That's how it was. That's how I felt about it. And it helped. It fully helped my journey. And today, I stand here. Well, sit here. I'm in my bed. I sit here as a living testimony that, you know what? Whenever you're in times of trouble, run to God. Run to Him. Run, because He's always going to, you know, take you in with open arms, child. I know it sounds very cliche, and I know because I've been in a space in my life, or a point in my life, where I'd hear people, well, testify. I've heard people say, I gave my life to God, or I did this, and you know, I had to go back to God. I'd hear them and I'd be like, But I'd never really understand, because I've never been through it. If you know, if you've never been through something, you don't fully understand Wuti. Like, yeah, it actually happens. And I was in a space in my life where I was like, yo, I can actually testify to you guys that surrendering your life to Him, and when you feel like things are too heavy for you, give it to Him. Give it to Him. Give it to Him. He will carry it like, it will carry it like a feather on His finger, you know? But yeah, that's the only solution. Well, for me, that was the only solution to feeling suicidal, feeling like I didn't want to live anymore. And that was the solution to me not loving life and not wanting to live life anymore. But yeah, guys, this was a bit heavy for me. This is a long episode. OMG, this is a long episode, but it was heavy for me. I didn't really go into detail with it because yeah, we don't have to go into detail. The point of this episode is not to tell y'all indaba. The point is to tell you that, I'll encourage you and tell you that here I am. I am a living testimony of a person that's been suicidal before. And through Christ, I saw through it. And I'm here today and I am good. I am fully healed and I fully love my life. Even though it's difficult, it gets difficult at times. But it's worth living. It's worth living. And also, don't just think that because I'm saying Wuti, you must run to Christ, like now you must neglect your loved ones and not try and get help from them, whatever. If you feel like, well, not if you feel like, you should, if like your family, whenever you feel, wait, let me put this properly. When you feel like you're in a vulnerable state or vulnerable point in your life and feeling suicidal or whatever, make sure you surround yourself with loved ones, shame. Woo, hi the wind. Make sure you surround yourself with loved ones. As much as I am not close to home right now, but I have a family in Cape Town. I have a family. I've made a family as well. I have chosen family as well here, you know, and I was surrounded by love. And that's why I was able to see through it, you know? I'm a full believer in love, my darling. I love love. I love love. Yeah, surround yourself with loved ones. Yeah, that's it. I think that's it for today's episode. I know it was kind of heavy. Yeah, but I thought I should talk about it. I thought I should speak on it. Yeah. I will see you guys in the next episode. But also, I hope you take something away from this episode for real, because it's a topic. It's a topic and a half, and I'm probably gonna speak on it again sometime. I don't know. I always say there's gonna be part twos of things, which there is gonna be part twos, because it's not just gonna be me by myself, but it's gonna be people that are comfortable with speaking on stuff that they've experienced, that we have similar experiences on, you know, and we just unpack a bit. But yeah, guys, I hope you take something away from this episode. I hope, let me say this, if you're in the space right now and if you feel like life isn't worth living, my dear, life is worth living and things are going to be okay. Things are going to be okay. And here I am, living testimony that things will be okay. Things work through. It is a process. It is a journey. But don't forget to get close to God in this season in your life. Don't forget to surround yourself with loved ones, because you need them. I tend to move away from loved ones when I'm going through something, which is a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing, but I'm working on it. Surround yourself with the people that you love. The people that love you genuinely, and your family is where you're going to get the purest love ever. Maybe even from a relationship, even from your girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever, all of that is pure and genuine love. And from your friends as well, that's pure and genuine love. Surround yourself with those people. And yeah, that's all I gotta say. But happy Pride Month again. Happy Pride Month to my babies. And good night, guys. I think this is the longest episode I've recorded. Yo. Bye, y'all.